Oh, I'm so excited. Can you tell? Can you feel it? Can you feel my heart palpitating through the airwaves? Listen, it was maybe 10 years ago. Wow, you know it was. It was 10 years ago. I was flipping through the TV dial, and I happened upon, I guess it was Monday Night Raw, and it was a women's division match, the Divas, and I was sitting there going, you know, what are they going to do? They're just there to look cute. Oh, was I wrong. After 5 minutes, I was hooked. These women were really, really doing some hardcore fighting, and it was just incredible watching this next guest making her second appearance on the show, just watching her develop over the years and go on to do so many great things. And she's one of the nicest people in the world on top of it. So making her return to That Modern Rock Show, 7-time WWE Women's Champion, Yoga Master. Can I call you a master?
I think that's acceptable.
Yeah, Yoga Master and now bona fide movie star, Trish Stratus. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, the last time we talked, which was maybe about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, something like that, You were telling me about all of these things you were doing, and you were saying, and it's available in Canada, and this is coming out in Canada, and this is Canada. Everything was Canada. So I'm in New York City. I'm on 23rd Street and 6th Avenue. I go into Best Buy, and lo and behold, I see a DVD cover, and there you are. And I'm thinking, it's that movie. That movie that Trish Stratus was telling us about, and the movie is out, and I bought the movie. I own it, and I've watched it.
What did you think?
Well, first, because I'm going to keep you in suspense.
Okay.
For the benefit of our listeners who haven't seen the movie, how would you describe your character, Jules Taylor?
Well, you caught the cover of Bounty Hunters, and you saw a blonde Trish Stratus.
That's right.
So I would say that Jules Taylor is, you thought, oh, that's Trish Stratus. And Jules Taylor is pretty much Trish Stratus.
Right. Sort of an amped up version, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely, packing a Glock 40 and, being a bounty hunter and working with criminals rather than just wrestlers nowadays. But, she's, the interesting thing is, the director will tell you to this day, he says, I wrote this storyline. I needed a strong female lead, so I picked Trish Stratus to write with and, put her in my mind. I never thought I'd actually get you to play it. And so when I read the script for the first time, she certainly jumped off the page. She's very much Trish Stratus. She's a butt-kicking female who, no one stands in her way, and she gets what she wants. And, of course, the main thing that you may recognize is the action scenes are quite feisty.
Well, you asked for my opinion. I love the movie, and the highlights for me, well, there are two highlights. The first highlight, the fight scenes, of course. And there's a big one at the end, but I have to tell you, my favorite of the fight scenes, there's like four that you're involved in, like four big ones. My favorite is the ambulance one because it's like close quarters.
Yeah.
And you had to learn a new fighting style or a different fighting style.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things that really was appealing to me to take on the project was, the director said, well, what do you think about, the character I created, Jules Taylor? She is, I wanted to give everyone a specific fight style. So, he understood that when that comes together, when two different people from different fight backgrounds came together, we could create something interesting. So I was trained in Krav Maga, which is close quarters, combat is a big aspect of it. It's an Israeli special ops fighting. So I was excited to just learn a new fighting art. And, before we even filmed, I made a point of, I actually came into a producing role because I wanted to maintain the integrity of the fight scenes. And really, that's where was kind of my baby. I thought, oh, good, I'll have the opportunity to showcase, I guess, the movie world, showcase what we do in the wrestling world, right? So I made a point of getting together with my co-star, my nemesis in the film, Ruby.
Yes, and who's wonderful.
Yeah, Andrea James Louis. She's a fantastic. She's a she has a stage combat background, but she's also a martial artist. And so when we got together, I did recognize that my fight matches that you saw in WWE, the reason they came off is because when something's really good, it's because the two characters have chemistry. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to develop that with her, and I think we really did a great job of, understanding each other's styles and movements and meshed really well together. And the cool thing is I think we approached it not as stunt people, but as fighters. And I think that's why it gives it a little extra something-something that you maybe don't see in other fight scenarios.
And I will say this, there's some stratisfaction going on. Let's be honest. I mean, there is.
Yep.
You know, for those people out there who want to see that. But I have to say, now the other part of another big highlight for the movie, you've got a little scene stealer in your co-star Boomer Phillips, because this guy is so funny in this movie, especially the scene at the brothel, the two of you together. And by the way, me saying the scene at the brothel, that's I'm already selling DVDs for you right now.
Yeah, exactly.
By saying this. But it looked like, because I watched the gag reel at the end of the movies, it looked like you guys were improvising a lot.
Yeah, you know, that's another thing. Much like Patrick, the director, gave Andrea and I the sort of creative freedom to do what we wanted to do with the fight scenes, he did the same thing with the actors, to kind of have their own freedom with the script. So Boomer Phillips is such a funny guy. Everything he says is like comedy gold, and he's a comedian here in Canada. And you know, so when he would just go on and he'd riff, and it was just so funny to watch. And so, you know, he let him do that, and that's some of the stuff that ends up staying in the film. At times, he just said, "Oh, let's just roll with this. Maybe it'll be a DVD extra." It was so good that and so funny that it really turned the whole dynamic of the movie around. I mean, Patrick said when he was cutting the film at the end, he could have just stuck with what it was on, you know, written on the script, which is a straight up action flick, or he could sort of include these other things. And when Boomer Phillips and I kind of got together, we'd get a little, you know, silly, and we'd rant, and he just decided to change the tone a little bit and keep it in there, so turn it into an action comedy. And I think that's what makes it really a fun ride. I mean, we're not taking ourselves too serious. We're having fun, and I think we had a great time filming it, and I think that's why the audience walks away having a great time as well.
Well, yeah, and I would say for the audience, you know, you mentioned fun, and certainly you're fighting in one of the scenes, in like the big one, really, at the end, in what appears to be some sort of school uniform of some kind.
You're selling those DVDs again.
You're selling those. Listen, people, there's a scene at a brothel.
Yeah.
It's not what you think, though. But
no, it's not what you think at all. And this is a funny thing. When I read the script, too, initially, there's a scene where it says Jules Taylor in costume, and of course I read it, and I'm wearing a schoolgirl outfit, and I read about the epic fight scene with my co-star, and she's in a nurse's uniform. I'm going to say this right now. Yes, that's appealing on paper. For me, almost a turnoff on paper. Then I said, wait a sec, let me just read into this more. There is a very good reason we are in these costumes.
Yes.
So there you go.
But, well, that sure. Listen, people, I wouldn't lie to you. I put the movie on. And, you know, the reason that I bought it, of course, I'm a fan of yours from going way back. And, I mean, you retired from the WWE, what, like 6 years ago or something like that?
Yeah, I can't believe it's been so long already. But, yeah, 2006
right.
was the official retirement.
But you've come back and done stuff. So it's not like you're completely out of the picture with them.
Right.
You know, and in fact, you did a Tough Enough, that reality show.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about a funny guy. One of the funniest guys in the world, because I've seen some behind-the-scenes stuff, is Steve Austin.
Oh, my gosh, he's great.
He's the wittiest guy.
He's hilarious, and I think people don't even know that side of him. And, you know, it's the same thing I find. I love people like that where it's a famous scene that in 2003, WWE did a home video for me. It was 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And some of the DVD extras, there's a moment where Steve and I encounter each other backstage. The cameras were just following. And we started to riff, and it just goes on, and it's such a funny scene. That's pretty much what happened with me and Boomer. So it's one of those things where, you know, you just have that chemistry with someone, and he's just a natural, funny guy. And me personally, I just, you know, that's kind of part of my personality. So it's neat when you get the opportunity.
You're
just kind of be there.
You're a comedy magnet, Trish. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So
I attract the funnies.
You attract the funnies, and you bring the funnies out of people, and you're funny yourself in the movie. You've got some good zingers in there. You know, I can open the door. I've got a key. But, you know, all that stuff. You know, it's a lot of fun. It's a fun movie. And again, you know, here's what I want now, because now I'm going to make demands on you.
Okay.
I want a movie every year. Is that too much to ask? Can we get a movie every year?
You know, that could be doable, I think. You know, it's funny because when we were mentioning the product line, I set out and I made this Stratosphere Yoga DVD, which we talked about, developed a line, and it's out in Canada, and it's actually available worldwide now, just so you know, so you can no longer run away from my yoga, sir. But I produced the one DVD, and then now I realized, like, that was a great process, and I enjoyed doing that, and now I'm going to get ready to do my second DVD for my, like, a fitness DVD. So I think, you know, that could be how we do it. You know, Steve Austin, he basically said, you know, when we did Tough Enough, he said, you know, I had just come off the heels of, you know, filming the first movie. And he said, you know, this could be a good a good little business. You know, he said basically he makes one or two a year now, and they go straight to DVD, but he knows exactly who he's filming for, he knows his audience, and he's exploring new scripts and working with interesting people and different directors. And I got a good taste of acting, and I enjoyed the process itself. And who knows, like I said, if it's the right project. And that's my go-to line. If it's something that obviously tickles my fans,
right,
or, you know, going to challenge me, yeah, I'd certainly entertain it. But this was right up my alley to do the action flick, as my first movie was definitely a great, you know, first start.
Well, I would say the next one you should be fighting zombies.
Fighting zombies?
Yep.
Can they be funny zombies, though?
They're funny zombies, and at the end of the movie, you have to fight the queen of the zombies, and that turns out to be Lita. Done.
I like it.
I've written it. It's there. It is right there. That's the next movie.
Well, here's the thing, Lita and I. You speak of Lita. We've actually been talking about doing a project for a couple years now. And now that I've done the movie and also produced my own, you know, fitness videos, I know sort of, you know, the behind the scenes and what it takes to pull off a project like this. So we've actually just recently started talking about it again. It goes back to the 1960s. There was these, you know, the Santo films, which
the Luchador movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about, you know, possibly bringing back Dr. Doom versus the wrestling woman.
There you
right?
go. Now that title sells itself.
Exactly.
Right.
We just sold DVDs and they're not even made yet. So
right.
Once we do that, I'm going to keep you in the loop on that one, because I think you'd be a fan of that, just to see, you know, Lita and I mix it up on the big screen would be kind of cool, I think.
I'm a fan of it all. I'm going to even go for the yoga. I'm going to get those heavy gloves or whatever that you're selling there. You know, I'm not an educated guy when it comes to this stuff.
Well, I shall teach you. I will be your guru.
My yoga guru. I'm going to have to let you go because I'm looking at the time here. But again, this is a great movie. You're going to listen, if you miss seeing Trish Stratus beat the crap out of people, this is the movie for you.
Absolutely.
There's a lot
I
of good
jokes. I have
them
available on my website as well.
Oh,
so,
yes.
If anyone can, you know, you can go to your local Best Buy or TrishStratus.com.
TrishStratus.com. Thanks so much, Trish.
Thank you so much.